Today, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm kind of been like a lesbian today. Like I've been on a juice cleanse today.
Why does that make you a lesbian? That makes you like your girlfriend. She loves a juice cleanse, I feel like.
Lindsay's basically like a gay guy. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan. This is my girlfriend's sister Marley, and welcome to episode
Episode 7.
7 of I was about to say Outer Banks of Out of Bounds
Have you just been
podcast.
watching Outer Banks for the last week?
I already finished it. It was just 5 episodes. Anyways,
This isn't an Outer Banks rewatch podcast. It's a sports podcast.
Anyways, like I was gonna fucking say before I was so rudely interrupted.
You need to get over the interruptions because, like, this is a podcast. It's back and forth. It's banter. Like, shut up.
But it's also like you and your sisters all cut people off all the time.
It's not cutting off if you just like wait for a slight opening and like chime in. That's not
That's
cutting off. That's conversation.
literally called cutting someone off.
No, cutting someone off is when you like merge into a
Anyways,
lane prematurely.
yeah, so was a bit of a weird week. Marley obviously started her job.
Oh, yo, I'm so busy. Sorry.
Anyways, so yeah, Marley's off being whatever Marley is, and I'm sick today. Woo! But fucking the show must go on as the people in
As they
show
said on
business.
Glee. Actually, they said the show must go all over the place or something.
Anyways, yeah,
Should we
so
talk about what you got up to last week? So, you know how the Kelce brothers have a segment called Out of the House? I think we should have a segment called, like, In the Rink
they
or
have a
At the
segment called
Game.
Out. They have a segment called Out of the House.
Yeah.
All right.
Where they
Pop off,
talk
I guess.
about what where they've been out of the house. And I
Yeah.
think we should do that because you. We're out of the house and
At
at
the
the
Habs
rink.
game. Yes, ma'am.
I was watching it. It was the first Habs game to be put on Amazon Prime, which is fun.
Whoa.
Amazon Prime Monday Night Hockey is a new partnership this year, which is fun for me in this case. I mean, I don't think it's the thing is, it's not like football where there's one game on Monday night and everyone's watching the one game. Hockey always has multiple games a night. So, I think they're only choosing to. I don't know if they're doing one a night or like all the Monday night games can all be on Prime. But regardless, as a Habs fan in Toronto, I only get primetime games, which means Saturday night. Everything else is geo-blocked, which is bullshit. Unless I
Strain
pay a bajillion dollars extra on my already exorbitant cable bill.
to stream it.
Okay, yes, I stream it, not legally, but like I want to be. I like it on my TV.
I don't know. I've been told to get TSN Plus and stuff like that to watch college football. I just go on Stream East and do it.
Yeah, I have a link of
And
where I
honestly,
get my shit.
I feel comfortable enough mentioning Stream East just because I just remember like earlier this year they posted something on Twitter saying like people can come ban us if they want to. We have enough IP addresses and blah 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 to like start our own country. We're never leaving. So I rock with Stream East. Stream East is fucking dope. Yeah, I love Stream East. That's how I watch all my college football games. I stayed up. I put a bet on Ashton Jeanthi like 2 weeks ago and I
Yeah,
made
I
some
know. You
money.
talked about it 2 weeks ago.
I didn't just talk about my bet that I made on him.
Yeah, you talk about him all the time. Him and
My
the white corner.
but I didn't talk about my bet because it was when they played Hawaii. I put a bet on him scoring multiple touchdowns, him scoring the first touchdown, and them winning, and I turned $10 into $86.
Play.
And I got to watch the
Anyway,
whole thing because of Stream East.
back to the Habs game you were at.
It wasn't that exciting. They got shit on.
No. They had a good second period, but I have opinions and I want to know if you shared the opinions having been in the building. What were your thoughts on the defense?
Like pretty fucking shit, but if I have to be honest,
You
blanking
don't
on his name,
remember?
Cole Hudson, Lane Hudson.
Lane Hudson. He does have a brother named Cole Hudson though, so it's confusing.
He's gonna be like a fucking stud.
Yeah. So yeah, he was the only good defenseman. Actually, I shouldn't say the only. Mike Matheson is also always pretty
Yeah, he
solid.
played
But
really well.
I watched David Savard and Justin Barron just keep turning pucks over
Was
in the neutral zone.
Savard's 58 with the beard, right?
Yeah. He
Yeah,
was god awful. He
he
was
was bad.
horrible. And then Barron was a close second for fucking Garbage Town, USA.
But no, Lane Hutson was.
Yeah.
Every time he touched the puck, everybody was like, okay, like.
Everyone cheered. You could hear it. It was crazy. I love that shit.
There was like
That's what
guys.
that's the best shit about Montreal. Like that you will get booed, but if you're liked, like you will get fucking cheered for every second you touch the puck.
There was a guy behind us that basically every 2 minutes was like, just get the puck to fucking Lane.
I mean, yeah.
Like he was
Yeah.
the only person that can do anything. Like it was sick to watch. And like they played I guess like a good first two periods or whatever.
No,
And the
their first
third
period was god awful. It was just their second period, and then the
they
bit of their
scored in the
third.
they scored in the first period twice.
Oh. I thought they like it was 3-0 or 2-0 after the first, and then they scored 3 in the second.
Don't think
I
so.
think I'm right, but anyway. Yeah, Lane just he like moves so well, and he's like protects the puck like nothing else. Like
Well, he was also just full out like basketball moving people. Like
I know, like faking.
he was literally juking and spin moving people like he was in Madden. Like the shit was sick. It was awesome to watch. He's gonna be a stud. He was like one of the only people that like first off, all of the Montreal goals were like pretty shit goals if we're being 100% real. Like the Slafkovský goal, like I'm happy he scored
Yeah, a
because
little
I like
tap in.
Slafkovský, but he had a little tap in. And then who
No, but
else
I think
scored?
that that goal, sure, it's not flashy, but that goal actually shows more of like Suzuki's vision being like, yeah, let's like fake a shot, slap pass to Slafkovský on the back door, bing bang boom. Like that's a Suzuki playmaking.
No, but I'm talking about like actual like electrifying plays. Like it was literally, if it wasn't Lane Hutson with the puck in his hands, the Habs just looked dead.
Who else scored? Did Cole must have scored
Cole scored.
from his spot.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. But Cole scored. Slafkovský scored, and then
Heinemann scored
Heinemann.
his first NHL goal or his second, but
His
either
goal
way,
actually was
his
crazy.
was nice. It was from like pretty far out, like just wicked shot.
Yeah, his was pretty sick. But yeah, but like other than that, if Lane didn't have the puck, like everybody was like asleep. Like it was fucking hard to watch. And like going to that game made me realize once again why I hate Habs games, 'cause like bro, these guys don't fucking shoot the puck and then wonder why they lose.
I mean, yeah, but better
Like
than
are
my game last week where like
no one
not even
cares.
last week. No, it was bad. Okay, on shoot, there's one girl on my team who doesn't pass the puck and everyone knows it, and she just like will circle the zone and I'm like on the bench like use the D, like pat, like look like, and then I'm also like yelling at the other people like give her something to pass to, but she still will never pass. And then the period ends and she comes to the bench and I'm like, dude, you had four people to pass to. And then she didn't like me saying that, but everyone on the team knows she doesn't pass. There was drama.
Thank you for that amazing anecdote that we were all looking forward to hearing. But yeah, no, this fucking team is like, it just makes no sense to me how we expect to like go up in games ever when we're getting doubled in shots and our goalies getting absolutely peppered every game, and then
Yeah, but
meanwhile,
that's the defensive problem. Like the defense, and there was no breaking out. Like they could not the defense could not assist in the breakout.
regardless, put something on net and like maybe try and go for a rebound or something like that. But like, bro, they're scared to shoot on a fucking power play. Like we literally wasted a power play because they took one
They just keep
shot
going
during the
back
whole
and forth.
power play.
Yeah.
It's the most frustrating
No, it's
thing to
because they're
watch.
so worried about losing possession that they'd rather
But what I don't
be
understand is
fucking spinning around.
what I don't understand is every game I have ever been to in my life as a Habs fan, and I've been to a couple, every team that comes into Montreal doesn't play like that, and we play like that and get our asses handed to us. It's the most dumb thing I've ever seen in my life. Where, like, I had, I think, a trauma flashback because we were at the game, and a guy behind me goes, "Shoot the fucking puck!" Like, screams it. And
And
I
you're
was
like,
like,
Dad, is that you?
literally, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I've heard this shit before. Oh, yeah, I heard it literally every other game I've ever been to in my life. Super fucking frustrating. But Habs games are a lot of fun, and it was a
Well,
fun
you,
time.
I think that game you saw Malkin and Crosby score their 499th goal for Malkin and 1599th point for Crosby. And then I think it was last night or the night before against the Sabres, both of them got to those milestones. So Crosby is the 10th player in NHL history to get to 1600 points. And then Malkin scores 500 goals. Pretty impressive.
Malkin's sick. He's fucking huge.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy that he's still so good and old. Like, we were watching the game and I was like, yo, Malkin is still nice like that. Yeah, no, it was a fun game. I wanted to see Montem Goat put on a show, but he got fucking peppered. Like, it's real fucking frustrating to watch, but it was a
He's
good
also
time.
not like I don't like that nickname because he's bad.
But like whatever, like at the very least, like if we're getting peppered with shots, like pepper their goalie back. Like I would not be a good coach for this team because I'd literally be like, yo, you guys are all fucking soft. Like I don't care if you're shooting from the blue line, fucking put shots on net and let's just go punch these guys in the mouth because like that happens to us every game I've ever been to. I was at a game once where Ovechkin had 19 shots on goal.
That's fun. Speaking of Ovechkin, he just scored his 700th assist.
Dope, man.
So he's still, I don't think he scored on the season yet. So he's still chasing Gretzky. I mean,
Yeah, but
a
it's.
lot of guys have had slow starts. Matthews took 4 games to score a goal. McDavid took 4 games to register a point. I mean, the Oilers didn't win until the other night, like in OT. Like they haven't had a regulation win yet, which leads me to
Ovi's gonna break the record this year, though.
he, I think he is, but like there are people who don't believe it. Like, I don't know. I
If he
saw,
doesn't
like,
break it this year, he's gonna break it next year. It doesn't
well,
matter.
yeah, obviously, but
Like, the record's already, like, it's.
it's
Like,
close.
he. Yeah, he did it, but we just don't know when.
Yeah.
Honestly, if he's at 41 goals or whatever, or 40 goals, by the time they play the Habs in like March or whatever,
Yeah, I know
I
you're
will.
going to every game.
I'm gonna go to that game. That's the only other game I care to like go to.
I know. We talked about it. You're gonna, you'll suck someone off for it.
The only other game that I have tickets for is in like February or something, and it's against the Panthers, which like I don't even want to go to because we're just gonna get boat raced.
I mean, we'll see, but probably.
What do you mean we'll see it? We're going up against the defending champions.
Well, it depends. By the time February comes around, like how injuries are, but we'll probably have Line A back. They might have someone injured. Like you never know. Like the hockey season is long and grueling. Like you never know what'll happen by February.
Whatever. I'm not a hockey fan, so
I know.
I'm getting there though. Like this Lane guy, yeah, that's
He's
he's
spicy
I
for
mean,
a white boy.
yeah, he's white.
I
I looked
mean,
him up
most
on.
hockey players
No, 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 no,
are.
no, no. We looked him up on Instagram and we were like,
Oh,
holy
like
shit.
he's a sickly Victorian boy. He's so white. Yeah.
And like, also, like, little kiddo,
Yeah, baby.
go to your room.
I think he's 21 or 20.
Bullshit. The guy looks like he's 14.
I mean, yeah, but that's not actually how old he is.
But hey, unreal fucking hockey player. Yeah,
While
insane.
we're on the NHL, do you want me to do my whole spiel? It's not very long.
Okay. Oh, good fuck.
So, Matvei Michkov, friend of the pod, but not actually. We're just fans of his name. Remember Matvei, good old Matvei?
No.
You literally liked his name. You're like, that guy sounds sick.
No, the only guy I liked was Cutter Gauthier, don't lie.
Whatever. Matvei Michkov scored his first two NHL goals in the same game.
Good job.
So good job for him. So we got two clubs. We got the NHL undefeated club, and we got the NHL no win club. Who you want to hear about first?
Neither.
Okay. Well,
No win club.
so surprisingly, who's has not won a game yet this year? The Colorado Avalanche.
Oh my God! Oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah, but not so far. They haven't won a game yet.
Again, 82-game season, so
I know.
we'll see
But
how long that
it's.
holds up.
And then the Nashville Predators also have not won a game. The Sharks have also not won. Or though I'm not sure if it's they haven't won or they haven't won in regulation. No, I don't think they've won. But I think that they have like at least 1 point because they've made it to OT but then lost. Undefeated club, Dallas Stars, the Calgary Flames. Surprise of the century. The Winnipeg Jets and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, no, Rangers?
No, they got beat by Florida, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. I don't know. I don't remember. But no, the Rangers aren't undefeated.
Nice. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Thank fucking God. We do got some NFL news, and we got our classic NFL spiel going. The biggest NFL news, two blockbuster trades happened, but way
Oh
before the deadline.
yeah.
Shut up.
I'm sorry,
Way
I
before.
just like you're jumbling my memory and I'm like wearing my Bills shirt.
I thought you were about to flash your tits, so I was about to throw up. That would have
No,
been
that's
gross.
like behind a paywall. With my feet pics.
Like, dude, you're going to hell. So yeah, like I was saying, two big blockbuster trades. We had one, which was Davante Adams, forcing his way to the New York Jets to go play football with his butt buddy,
His butt buddy.
his
You
butt
think
buddy
that
Aaron.
they rub dicks?
100% they rub dicks, dude. Are you kidding me? These guys are in love with each other. They can't win without each other, so obviously they love each other. Yeah, I mean, like, super fucking obvious. Like, I don't think anybody's surprised that this happened. One guy basically like threw a hissy fit every time he didn't like a football just so that he could leave. The other guy basically just got his head coach fired so they can
Yeah.
become a little more offensive heavy and not so defensive oriented. I think everybody and their mother knew this was happening. I don't think anything else is on the table, to be fair. I don't know if people were like willing to pay Devontae. I don't know if they wanted to bring him on, because not gonna lie, he's kind of ruined like his image, I guess you can say. So like he's gonna go play with Aaron for the New York Packers. They're gonna go take ayahuasca together. They're gonna tie their dicks together and go get married. Like, it's gonna be such a cute little reunion. I think they're gonna be okay though. I do like Devontae in New York, especially in like with considering like how he's gonna like help out the offense just because they've been so shit. So I'm not mad about it. The other one I think is a bigger trade, and I think it's gonna have like a lot of big time fantasy implications, and I think it's gonna have a lot of just rest of season implications, is Amari Cooper going to the
Absolutely.
Buffalo Bills. I mean, I don't understand how bad of an organization the Browns have to be, where they traded Amari Cooper away for almost literally the same package that they traded for him, like to get him. So they basically didn't gain any value by this whole 3-year experiment or whatever with Amari Cooper. And not only that, they fucking backed his contract so much that the Bills only have to pay him $800,000 this year. Because the Browns are paying him the rest because they're so amazing at their job. I honestly think I can be a better GM than half the people in the NFL. Some people are just so fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, they only got a bunch of picks for him, right? They don't even draft well, so what the fuck are they doing?
Well, I mean, whatever. Like, yeah, it's not like they were going to do a swap or anything like that. It made sense that they were just trying to get draft capital, but they basically got in return for Amari the draft capital they traded to get him in the first place. So they're not really gaining any value. In my mind, at least. And they're also still paying him while the Bills have to pay him like not even $1 million. Yeah, it's a super laughable franchise and they're awful. But yeah, I think in terms of fantasy outlook, I think Devontae, Garrett Wilson, those guys probably end up in about the same realm just because I think both of their ceilings and floors are kind of about the same now, where there's going to be games where it's really run heavy and they're boat racing people and they just got to, give Breece and Braylon like 40 carries or whatever. There's going to be games where Devontae and Garrett combine for like 300 receiving yards. I think it's going to be a decently fun team to watch, but obviously we're going to have to see how it shakes out. I like the Amari to the Buffalo Bills trade. I think Amari's going to help out Josh a lot. He's definitely
Yep.
not as much of a big crybaby bitch as Stephon. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy about that one. And we're not even at the trade deadline yet, so we don't know like what the hell else is gonna happen, because there's always some craziness at the trade deadline. But yeah, week 7 of the NFL starting up tonight with a big game. Broncos Saints. Broncos favored by 2.5. I'm looking forward to watching it because I think it's the first primetime game the Broncos have had this season. I think they have a Sunday night football game, but I could also be stupid.
I haven't like I haven't been watching football. I've been watching hockey instead, so.
Oh no. Well, it's okay. Sunday, the games start early again. We got another London one. We have the United Kingdom Jaguars versus the New England Patriots. I don't care to
So the
watch that
old
game.
England versus the New England?
Yeah, I guess. So yeah, that's okay. That's not bad. That's like the first time I think you've been funny. So I'll give it to
You
you.
didn't even fucking laugh.
No, but like I laughed in my mind. I'm really tired. We got some nice games this week. We got divisional game. We got Bengals Browns. That's gonna be a fun one to watch. Another divisional game, Lions Vikings. That is a big time matchup right there. And then we got some cool ones kind of sputtered around this week. We got a Houston Texans versus the Green Bay Packers. We got the Chiefs Niners on Sunday at 4:25 in that midday slate. We got the Jets and Steelers at night. And then October 21st, Monday. Once again, we get two Monday Night Football games, which is awesome.
I don't like
We get
that. I don't like to have to choose which to watch.
Ravens Buccaneers and we get Chargers Cardinals. So there's some air right games. So those are the games this week. Looking forward to all of them. Looking forward to watching as much as I can. Obviously, seems to me like there's gonna be like on face value alone, like I think I'm gonna have fun watching some of these games. But let's look at some fantasy for this upcoming week. We're gonna do our little rankings, three guys that are must starts, one guy that's going to be a boom, one guy that's going to really disappoint people. So starting off with the quarterbacks, I think guys that are going to go crazy this week. I like Lamar. I like Baker. Their matchup is going to be high scoring Monday night prime time. I like both of those guys this week. Another guy I really like is CJ Stroud against the Green Bay Packers. I think a guy that's going to go crazy this week is Jordan Love in that Houston matchup. So those four guys I think are going to do well, all in matchups against each other, all great offenses. I'm expecting big numbers. And then one of the top guys that I think is going to, I mean, he's still going to produce because he's been amazing, but I do think it's going to be a little bit of a floppage is Jalen Daniels, Jaden Daniels. Oh my God. I just think the matchup's not there. So, I mean, they're playing Carolina. It's gonna be a crapshoot. They're probably just gonna run the ball a lot. What else do I have here? Oh yeah, running backs. For the three running backs, I kind of went about the same direction. Derrick Henry, I mean, he just keeps studding it out, and he's gonna continue to do that. Bijan Robinson against Seattle, I like him too. Saquon Barkley against the New York Giants, give me that revenge game, baby. And then one guy that I think is really going to pop out and show his ass and do crazy work this week
Did you
is
say
if he
pop out? It's pop off.
pop off is Brian Robinson if he plays against Carolina. I like his matchup. I also like J.K. Dobbins in his matchup against the Cardinals. And one guy that I think is going to disappoint some people this week is I think Breece Hall. I just think the Steelers have been a good run defense. They've been a good defense kind of all around. So yeah, I like Breece Hall maybe underperforming, but he is really good. So, you know, hard to count him out. Now looking at receivers real quick. Justin Jefferson, I think, is obviously a must start in a great matchup. He's in a kill this week for all of his fantasy owners. AJ Brown, same thing. Malik Nabers, same thing. I think a guy that's really going to show out this week and do what he's got to do is Chris Godwin, especially with I think Mike Evans has been banged up a little bit this week. So I love Chris Godwin against a garbage Raven secondary. And then a guy that's towards the top of the rankings that has a tough matchup and I think might have some floppage to him is Drake London, who's been really good. I just think that Seattle secondary is legit. And then finally, defense. I think the three guys that are going to pop off this week, give me Kelce, give me Bowers, give me Kittle. Kelce and Kittle obviously going head to head against each other on in the 4:25 slate. Brock Bowers playing the LA Rams. I like all those guys. I like Evan Ingram again. He just came off a crazy week that he had in London, and I like him this week against New England. I also like David Njoku against Cincinnati, and I know you got David Njoku. So I would probably
I
suspect some
do.
big numbers from him, especially with Amari now gone. And a guy towards the top that I think might kind of sputter out like a four pointer, maybe a six pointer, but definitely not, his 12 projection is Trey McBride versus the Chargers. I think the Chargers Cardinals game is going to be a weird one. I think it's going to be like weirdly defense oriented, even though neither defense has been unreal this year. I just don't really trust either quarterback this year so far because neither of them have really shown any grit or demeanor or motivation to actually play well. And if Marvin doesn't play, it could be potentially problematic for the Arizona Cardinals. But I could be wrong on all these, obviously. But yeah, that's my little fantasy football spiel. Now, do you want to get into some WNBA?
I haven't been watching. I know that the Liberty is up in the series against the Lynx.
Yep, and that gal Stewie. That gal
But yeah,
Stewie been
Bad Gal
killing him.
Stewie and Sabrina.
That girl Stewie's been killing him. I like literally every night that there's been a game, I just keep getting notifications. Breonna Stewart on a tear. Breonna Stewart is blazing. She's killing him.
You're such a good ally to have notifications on for the WNBA. I don't even have that.
It's just one of my apps and it just does it. But yeah, ally.
I guess
Power
I
to the
should
win.
probably watch the next game or
Power
games because I know that if the Liberty win again, they win it.
to the
The
women.
best of five. So they got to win
It's
three.
best of five?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's best of five. So if the Liberty win the next game, they win the championship. If they
Yeah.
don't, it's going to game five
It's
because the
going to game five.
next game is game four.
Yes, Lord. Exactly. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Always am.
So yeah, that does it for my little NFL spiel. Of course, we started it last week, and I figured we're gonna keep it going this week and
What
talk
the
about
betting
college.
corner? Oh, before.
Oh, both.
Okay, go. I haven't watched college, but I haven't watched anything. I want to fucking curl up into a ball. All I've watched is Housewives and Dancing with the Stars and Agatha All Along.
Ew. Gross. Anyways. College football has been a freaking blast this year. Obviously, a lot of big time storylines. We got the Oregon Ducks still undefeated. We got Cam Ward, Ashton Jeanty, and Travis Hunter all making their cases for the Heisman. We got
She's so cute.
the Army Black Knights being undefeated and
Oh.
potentially having a viable shot at making it to the college football playoffs. Yeah.
Honestly, it's surprising that they're not usually better because like Army and Navy, because like these guys should be fucking yoked, right? Like they're fucking in military training and
Yeah, but
also playing football.
they're not football players going to the military. They're military guys trying to play football.
Yeah,
There's a serious fucking difference.
I guess, but like, still.
No, there's a real big difference. You don't see guys that are nasty at football going to the army. If there's guys that are nasty at football in the army, then whatever. But like, if there's guys that are at army that are good at football, then they play for the team. I guess. But you don't see guys that are ridiculously good at football go being like, "Hey, yeah, I'm committing to Army."
That's true, yeah.
The guys that are good at football coming out of high school go to Power Five schools so they can try and go to the league. I'm too pretty to be in the Army.
Couldn't be me ever.
I'm just too pretty.
You don't look very pretty today. You need to shave your fucking neck beard.
So, I was a little bit of a naughty boy. I took $15 and put them into a bet. I'm not betting this weekend though. I'm not betting Sunday. I'm just betting today because it's my team. But I'm not betting Sunday. I already cut myself off. The bet I made though, I feel like is pretty safe. But I'm gonna give everybody out there some other safe bets. So this is a 1, 2, 3, 6-leg parlay on Thursday Night Football. What I have is Bo Nix to get 25 plus rushing yards in his first ever primetime game. I could definitely see him taking off and using his legs quite a bit. He's hit this line in three games this season. I like it. Next up is Alvin Kamara to score a touchdown. He's the whole offense. There's no way that they're just not going to be able to drive down the field. That I can see happening. I also put Alvin Kamara over four receptions. I can see
I
that happen.
hope that's true. I have him in one of my leagues.
Yeah, I think Kamara's going to have a nice, respectable day. I don't think it's going to be 30 or anything. I fucking hope not, because I'll cry. Then I took Bub Means, New Orleans Saints wide receiver, to get 25 plus receptions, and then I took Davon Vell, Broncos slot receiver, to catch over 31.5 receiving yards. I just think the Saints have given up a lot of points to guys out of the slot. Devon Vell has ran most of his routes out of the slot. They're missing Marshon Lattimore. He's either missing or I think he might just be questionable. I'd have to look into that. But I like that bet right there. So the bet I have is $15 turned into 360 beans. Just saying.
Potentially, potentially.
Potentially. It's a fucking bet. Obviously, it's potentially.
No, I know, but I'm saying it hasn't happened yet.
Yes. I mean, when this comes out, it would have happened. So either woo or I'm gonna go kill myself now. Like one or the other. But if I had to give the people out there some locks, in my opinion, I'm gonna give them to them now. So
Okay.
I'm gonna give everybody, let's say, four touchdown scores, and I'll give them three teams that I think are gonna win. And you spread money line. Now I'll get into that. All right, so first off, first game I want to tackle is Bengals Browns. Obviously, divisional matchup. The Bengals are playing at Cleveland. The spread is 5.5. I would still take Cincinnati. I would take them with the spread. The spread is -5.5 at -110. I take the spread there, and I think Cincinnati is probably just going to boat race Cleveland. Next up, what I would do. So let's actually go through the bet, and I'll tell everybody how much they would make from this bet. All right. Cleveland Browns -5.5 spread. Next game out attack is Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. Another divisional matchup. First thing I'm looking at, David Montgomery, anytime touchdown. The guy scored a touchdown basically every game this season. It's going to continue. He's a dog. Next up, Justin Jefferson. The Vikings are probably going to have to throw the ball, especially if Aaron Jones doesn't play. Jefferson has torched the Lions over and over again. I like him here. Another one that I'm going for, another Justin Jefferson stat line. I'm going over on his receiving yards. It's at 91.5. Give me the over. He's going for over 100. Big week incoming from Justin Jefferson. Moving on. Next game we're attacking is Eagles Giants. Saquon Barkley revenge game incoming. I'm smashing that anytime TD. I'm going to look at two more games and then we're out of here. Next up, Ravens Buccaneers. Ravens Buccaneers. I'm looking at Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. I'm looking at Chris Godwin anytime touchdown. And the last one I'm going for is this Chiefs Niners game. You look at it, the Niners are 1-point favorites. The over-under is 47. I am taking the over of 47, and I'm taking Niners money line. And with all of that, obviously, this is a gigantic bet, and the odds of this hitting are not very high. It's a five-leg parlay. If you were to put, let's say, $20 on this bet, your return would be $3,000, right? Odds of that hitting are extremely low. So obviously, you can cater to your needs and you can cater to what you feel more comfortable with. If you don't like spread, if you don't like betting on spreads, if you don't like betting on money lines, if you don't like betting on overages, and you just want to take the touchdown parlay, you know, David Montgomery, Jay Jettas, Derrick Henry, Chris Godwin, and Saquon, and you don't even want to touch Jefferson yards, that would be understandable too. If you were to put $10 on that bet, you would still make $145. $145 is nice for anybody. Obviously, I think a lot of these are locks. So if you do have the financial means to put, let's say, $40 on it, you're turning 40 into 580 beans. And I think a lot of these are locks. Derrick Henry has scored in every game this season. Chris Godwin has scored in, I think, three out of their six games. And this week, he gets a really, really bad Baltimore Ravens secondary with a banged up Mike Evans. I think it's going to be a big time week from him. You get David Montgomery in a divisional matchup against a really bad Minnesota front seven in terms of stopping the run in the red zone, because they have been pretty good in terms of just regular pass rush. Then you get Jay Jettas against a really, really not great Detroit Lions secondary and Saquon in that revenge game. I think these are all locks. If other people find other ones that are great, hey, DM Out of Bounds podcast. Almost said Outer Banks again. If you guys find other locks that you guys hit on this week and stuff like that, DM the Out of Bounds podcast on Instagram. Send
And
us your
I will
lines.
forward it to Ryan.
Yeah, and send us your lines and like we'll react to it in the next video.
Ooh, look at you with
Ooh.
the listener activation.
Yeah, all seven of you, we salute you. What's up, mom?
What's up, Dad? Don't
what's
yell at
up?
me because I said fuck too many times.
What's up, mom? What's up, all the parents? Our two parents.
Yeah, not even both of them. Is that it for your bet line?
I thought at one point we were gonna do Marley Makes a Bet.
I know, but I'm just like so not in the place for that.
Dog, I'm not saying bet $37,000. I'm saying like $2.
Okay, well, hang on.
Like, look, like, look, look, look,
We
look,
have
real
to
quick.
plan in advance for that because
No,
I
no,
didn't get the app. I didn't set
okay,
it up.
fine.
I didn't put any of my shit in it.
Okay, fine, but give me a flippin' second here, because let's just look at it real quick. If you took, you're a Bills fan, if you took the Bills money line over the Titans, if you took Chris Godwin and Derrick Henry touchdown, give me a second, I'm almost done. And then if you took Saquon touchdown, and you took, whoops, where's the Lions game? I love this podcast. And then you took David Montgomery and Jefferson, right? If you bet $5, you turn $5 into $88 on what I think is a pretty safe bet. And
Okay.
if you were scared of the Saquon touchdown, you take that out. Guess what? You put $10 on that. $10 gets you 110.
Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out net for next episode. I will prepare accordingly, so that we can do an on-air bet. In the meantime, I want to quickly give some fun games to watch.
Okay, dude.
So we have on oh a Saturday. This is fun. Okay, the Montreal Canadiens play the New York Islanders, and why is that fun? Because the bench boss behind the Islanders bench is none other than Patrick Waugh.
Whoa.
So that's a
Yeah,
good
he played for
one.
the Habs.
Yeah, everyone fucking knows that, right? You don't have to specify.
Dude, fuck you then. Dude, have you ever had Smucker's Uncrustables?
No, I don't like peanut butter.
They have Nutella ones.
I don't like Nutella.
They have just bread.
Yeah, I've had, actually, I'm gluten free, so. Edmonton Oilers versus Dallas Stars. Like, if the Oilers find a way to arrive at for this season, that'll be a fun matchup. They often see each other in the postseason, so that's always fun. Golden Knights versus Florida Panthers. I mean,
Nice.
the two most recent Stanley Cup winners playing against each other on Saturday night. Like, can't go wrong.
Nice.
Rangers and Maple Leafs will be a good game because both teams are good.
Nice.
Hurricanes and Blues, I also feel like it's pretty decent. We'll have to see.
Super D's dog.
Sunday, good games. I mean, LA, Anaheim is good because it's like they're so close. The rivalry is really good.
Nice.
I mean, next week on Monday, we got Lightning and Maple Leafs, which is also good because they often see each other in the postseason.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That about sums it up.
Respies to you, fam. Good job. Yeah, we just want to say thank you all for tuning in for episode siete. I have been Ryan. I was let's say I've been Riley, and this has been Mayan. I don't know.
Are you
Anyways,
having a stroke?
it's weird because I'm like partially dizzy in like one eye.
Yeah, you need to go lay down.
Like
So, yeah, this has
echinacea.
been episode 7 of Out of Bounds.
I'm gonna
I'm
go get take some
Marley.
echinacea.
And this is my sister's boyfriend, Ryan, and he is violently ill.
I'm not violently ill. I have a fucking. Yeah, I'm not violently ill. It's not like I've been yakking everywhere. Just hard to see right now. Just my head's like pounding.
Once again, this has been Out of Bounds, episode
Episode
seven.
7. Jinx.
You owe me a fucking soda.
For what? I fucking called it.
That's whatever. I said it, you whatever. Whatever.
You didn't say Jinx, dummy.
I don't even like soda. Anyway.
I do. You owe me a soda.
No. I'm Marley. This is Ryan, my sister's boyfriend. And that's it. I don't know what that is.
He's a liar, baby. God.
That sounded insane.
I said peace and love.
No, I know, but you were also in the middle of yawning.
I can't wait to go to sleep. And the worst part is, I have to stay up and watch my fucking Broncos probably lose.
You don't have to, but you
Yeah,
should.
I do. I'm gonna, but I need to. So I'm gonna, but I have to. Anyways, this has been Out of Bounds, episode 7. Thank you so much for tuning in. See
See
everybody.
ya.
Woohoo!